Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Like us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. John Urschel is a respected mathematician pursuing his PhD at MIT. He is also a former offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens, which may seem like a walking contradiction to most people. His new book is entitled Mind and Matter, Life in Math and Football. It's our pleasure to welcome John Urschel to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Excited to talk about this new book. Now, first of all, you say growing up, it never crossed your mind to be in math. When did you notice that you had this gift for math and you connected well with numbers?
I don't know. I think I was always good in math, and I always enjoyed solving puzzles and sort of thinking quantitatively. But it wasn't until I got to college that I really connected with math in the classroom. And I really came to know what a mathematician is and what a mathematician does.
So growing up in this world of books and math, what is it that drew you to football, of all things?
Well, my father played college football at the University of Alberta. And, I'd always see photos of him from when he played. And it really made me want to play football when I was young.
Okay, so following in dad's footsteps, right?
Exactly.
So, John, let's talk about the college years. You played at Penn State. During the college years, how did you balance football with advanced math? How did you make that work?
Well, I got to say, I really loved math and I loved football. And it definitely took up an unreasonable amount of my time. But, these were my two passions and this is really all I wanted to do. So I think I would say that, when you're very passionate about something, it makes it a lot easier.
So, John, you were playing football at Penn State during the Sandusky scandal. What was that like for you and your team during that very tough time in the history of Penn State?
It was just a crazy time. I mean, when all of this came out, the majority of us, we didn't even know who Jerry Sandusky was. I mean, he retired from Penn State football as an assistant coach, I think, in like 2000, 2001. And, it was just, first of all, it was horrible to sort of find out the things that this guy had been doing and managing to get away with. And it was just a tough time, and it was a tough time for Penn State as well. But I was very, very happy to be there at that time because Penn State has given me so much that I was really glad that I could be there and try to sort of show the world that, one awful, horrible man doesn't define an entire community or its entire university, and that Penn State really is, a beautiful, amazing place.
So you talked about your dad, and you say that you wanted to follow in his footsteps, but what about your mom in terms of, you got the football thing from your dad. Did you get the whole brainiac math thing from your mom?
My dad likes to think that I got both from him. But, I have to say my mom was very big on the academics. And so this is what she was really pushing. And she was the one when I was little who really saw that I was good at math and really sort of jumped on this. I want to say my mom actually noticed that I had talent in math. And then she was still very holistic in sort of how she raised me. But she sort of veered things towards math because I was good at it and I liked it. And so I would say for parents, don't necessarily force your child into doing something because you've sort of decided. But if your child is good at something and perhaps they like it, then make sure you give them every resource they could possibly have.
Good advice. Good advice. Now let's talk about the NFL years because you were drafted to the Baltimore Ravens. And most people after you're drafted would say, okay, I made it. But you stuck with your studies while playing football on a professional level. You enrolled in MIT. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Again, most people would have said, hey, I'm just going to do this football thing. I'm going to make some money. I'm going to be a millionaire and things like that. But you decided to push yourself.
Yeah. I have to say that, I love both. I love mathematics. And it was really hard for me, the thought of sort of only doing football. Also, just like football is a young person's game, math is very much a young person's game, and in many ways, I felt like I was sort of choosing my football career over my math career, and that's what led me to sort of start to pursue my PhD in math at MIT while I was playing in the NFL.
And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is John Urschel. John is a mathematician and former offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens. He's there this morning to tell his story about how he's balanced life between academics and sports, logic and grit. The title of his book is Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football. So, John, you have this brilliant mind. You play football. Were you ever afraid of concussions ruining that brilliant mind of yours? Was that ever a thought or a fear for you?
I mean, there's risks sort of associated with any sport, and you can't really worry about this while you're playing. I mean, this is something, you know, of course you should think about, and I did think about, and, you know, I decided, like, no, I want to sort of play football. This is something I enjoy, and once you make that decision, you should sort of very much focus on what you're doing, because that, you know, it's a distraction.
So let me ask you this, John. So being as smart as you are and playing in the NFL, did you ever feel as though you couldn't let people know about your passion for math, your mathematics skills? And did you feel this pressure to play into stereotypes that most people have about athletes and jocks?
No such thing. I think a lot of people sort of looking from the outside in would be so shocked how many smart people there are in football and how many smart people there are in sort of any sport at a high level. I mean, I think if you talk to, let's say, people who have been in that locker room or people who have, you know, been reporters for the NFL or for any sport at a high level, I think they will tell you this, especially in the NFL.
So, John, let's talk about the book. The title of the book is Mind and Matter, Life in Math and Football. Tell us about the book and why you decided to write this particular book.
Yeah, so this book is a memoir. It's about my sort of life from, you know, my childhood all the way through, you know, playing in the NFL while getting my PhD in math. And the reason why I wrote this book is, you know, I wanted to sort of show people that you can have multiple passions, you can pursue these things at a high level, and also I wanted to show people how beautiful mathematics can be.
Okay. Now, the book is co-written by your partner. What was that collaboration like? And the two of you, you have a family. Did that stress your relationship out? What was that like for the two of you working together on a professional level?
Oh, it was a great process. We really enjoyed it. I mean, there's a lot of math in the book, and my partner knows nothing about mathematics. So, you know, I was, you know, fully responsible for these sections. And in the other sections, my partner sort of made me sound more eloquent than I actually am.
All right. There you go. Now, do you miss football?
No. I'm not really a person to sort of like look back. I'm very forward looking, so I just don't inherently miss things. I have to say I'm just really looking forward to what's to come with math and also with, you know, raising my daughter.
Okay, so what is to come with math and what are you hoping to do?
So I graduate from MIT a year from now, this upcoming spring, and I'm looking forward to being a professor, doing research, and teaching math and trying to inspire young people using mathematics.
So what is it that you enjoy most about math?
I have to say, I just enjoy the sense of discovery. I enjoy sort of facing some tough problem that perhaps no one has ever solved before, ever, and not knowing if I'll be able to solve it and just struggling with it. And it's that process of, you know, trying to obtain knowledge that I truly enjoy.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to John Urschel. The title of the book is Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football. Now, you talked about this earlier. You said you're not the type of guy that misses things, that likes to look back on things. But as you think about your career in the NFL, what was that like for you? And what was it like for you to have to walk away from the NFL as well? What were those two things like for you?
First of all, playing in the NFL was an amazing experience. I mean, anyone who plays some sport, it's sort of an amazing thing to play some sport that you've played for an extremely long time and to be able to play it at the highest level. I was very lucky to be able to do this. And also, you know, I do have to say that, you know, while pro football is, you know, amazing and all, college football is also amazing too. And college football really was sort of the most fun I ever had playing football. And yeah, I mean, it's always a tough decision to decide when is it the right time to walk away, but it felt like the right time for me and to focus on, you know, math and my family and the things I discussed.
And finally this morning, John, why should our listeners go out and buy the book?
Well, I think it's a great story that shows that, you know, you can be an athlete and an academic. You can do more than one thing. I think it's a story about sort of passion, about resiliency and perseverance. And it's also a story that shows the beauty of mathematics.
All right.
And that a lot of people miss out on.
And John, if our listeners would like to find out more about you and more about the book, how can they do so?
They can go to their local bookstore and pick up a copy or order one from Amazon.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, and thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking to John Urschel. Again, the title of his book is Mind and Matter, Life in Math and Football.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.